With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So widespread is the destruction wrought by Hurricane Helene, there's little doubt that some areas will never fully recover. The fierce winds and devastating flooding ravaged communities in Florida and Georgia, South and North Carolina, and beyond. The death toll has topped 90 across several states. Traveling nurse Janetta Barfield says she had to be rescued after leaving the hospital in Asheville, then getting caught in the fast rising water.
I saw the water in the road. I saw a car go before me, and it made it okay. And I waited till it got to the next block, and then I thought, okay, I think that'll be okay for me. And it was unbelievably how fast that creek got, just in like 5 minutes, that street that was full of water. And I got my car about halfway of the block, and it just shut off.
And in the mountains of western North Carolina, scores of people are still unaccounted for, many of them isolated, unable to communicate with the outside world. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel not giving up in its drive to crush Hezbollah. After killing the terror group's leader and decimating its senior leadership, the latest Israeli airstrikes hit central Beirut, the BBC's Yoland Nell in Jerusalem.
We have now Israeli military action on multiple fronts at the same time, still very much concentrated on Lebanon, where the Israeli military chief of staff has said Hezbollah must be hit hard. We've been hearing these assessments that the Israeli military believes that much of Hezbollah's firepower has been destroyed, suggesting this is why we haven't really seen, even since Hassan Nasrallah was killed, big barrages of rockets being fired.
And President Biden continues calling for a temporary 21-day ceasefire. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 151 points, the Nasdaq 36 points higher. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has given approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before being sent to the upper house, and then it's on to President Vladimir Putin. This follows a series of other laws and rulings that are designed to curb the LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. Build the wall? Well, in this case, we're not talking about Mr. Trump's wall.
Norway may put a fence along part or all of its 123-mile border it shares with Russia. It's a move inspired by neighbor Finland. The idea has been floated by Norwegian Justice Minister Emily Enger Mehl, who says a fence can not only act as a deterrent, but uses technology to detect if people are moving closer to the border. Helsinki is currently building up fences along the border zone that makes up part of NATO's northern flank. Jason Walker reporting.
Californians living near a wildfire that is largely contained were ordered to evacuate yesterday afternoon after the blaze in San Bernardino County flared up. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office told residents of Seven Oaks to leave the community ahead of a surge in the Line Fire. More details at SRNNews.com.